Well, hi. It's the second of our weekly chats with manager Paul Barnes. And so it's just a chance to see how have you been since we spoke a week ago?
Yeah, I mean, we were just discussing before we started jumping on this. It's non-stop, to be honest. So much going on. Obviously, work behind the scenes. Obviously, people like yourself, you know, it's not just about turning up for a game on a Saturday. There's lots of planning and discussing different things we've got going on. So, yeah, no, very busy. Trying to find a little bit of a balance for personal life. It doesn't always work out, but no, busy. I say lots to look forward to in terms of what we're doing at the club. So, I mean, I've spent probably the last week speaking to different people that have inquired about coming in for a trial, looking at training schedules, coordinating our delivery for when we start back on the 19th, networking, speaking to some different agencies that work with players that either have been released from clubs or looking to find them a place for them. So looking at maybe coordinating some training matches that won't be on our pre-season list, but we'll use as training nights, and we'll just kind of play behind closed doors friendlies for different kind of recruitment agencies. So yeah, no, lots going on.
Yeah. I mean, everyone assumes that this is a quiet period for anyone involved in a football club, let alone the manager. I mean, do you tend to leave the players to their own devices over the break?
Yeah, in terms of training, we don't really send anything in terms of training. We leave them to kind of just have some downtime. And kind of look after themselves. Most of the players, again, ones that we'll look to keep for next year or players that we're looking to engage with are the type that will be doing bits to tick over anyway. But no, we leave them to their own devices from a training point of view. On a personal level, I am keen that we touch base with them and just make sure that they're okay, make sure that we're consistent, obviously, with our relationship. So, I mean, we have a little weekly catch-up and just let players know that spend quality time with their loved ones and the people that they might not necessarily get to spend that much time with once football season starts. So, no, we're in constant contact with everybody who's going to be with us.
Yeah. Now, last week, the club's new website went live, and one of the early stories was a frankly impressive list of pre-season matches. So you have been the person who's attracted all those opponents, so thank you for that. It's certainly made my life a lot easier. But I thought it'd be an opportunity just to look at some of the opponents. And you can tell us about, you know, how we've got those games and what you think about that club. So I think at the moment, at least, we're opening on Wednesday, the 30th of June against Hastings, which is quite an attractive fixture.
Yeah, I think I'm quite lucky. I mean, anybody that knows me, whether it's been at a club or just around the game on a personal note, I try to make sure that I'm the same person, you know, in and out of football. So I've been very lucky and fortunate to build some really good relationships with different people around the game. So, I mean, all of the teams that we're playing against, we've probably got good relationships with all of them. So again, you know, there was others that we looked at, but talking about our needs and then looking at obviously working with the teams that we're working with as well, everybody's got their own needs as well. So we just thought they were good fits. And again, to raise the profile of our club as well. So yeah, Hastings being the first one. I know Chris, the manager down there, really well. We've done superbly, you know, over recent years. I mean, I think they're very unfortunate that they haven't already moved up the ladder because of the COVID situation. But no, Hastings will be a very good game. It's a great club, great support. So yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to welcoming them. It'll be a tough test because I really do think that they'll be probably the favourites for their league at step 4 next year to go up as winners. I do expect them to. Hopefully, I'm not putting too much pressure on Chris, but I think he'll probably know that himself. And with the players that they recruited, so there'll be a strong side. And again, from our point of view, you know, there are no easy games anyway, but we want to test ourselves against good sides because we can work on the areas that we feel we need to work on. So Hastings, I think, will be a really good start for us in pre-season.
Yeah. And it's worth telling everybody that we're playing a number of our games at Horsham Football Club, which might, on the face of things, seem quite odd, but it's because at the Spectrum, we're unable to play, always have been unable to play pre-season games And so having attracted some strong opposition, we thought it'd be a good opportunity to play not too far away from Guildford, but where we can attract a gate and take a gate. So that's going to be a first for us really as a club. So that game, yeah, will be at Horsham on the 30th. And then next up, only a few days later, is Corinthian Casuals, actually also at Horsham.
Yeah. And again, I mean, just touching on that, I think I would like to just go on record and just thanking yourself and everybody at the club for helping making that possible, because I know at other clubs that I've maybe worked at, maybe not been so accommodating in trying to find a home for us, even though we couldn't play. And again, I think it's in keeping with what we're trying to be moving forward. So again, trying to provide the best environment for our players and our supporters and everybody connected to our club, and so we can host everybody. So yeah, no, I think Horsham and Dorking, obviously, there's no doubt you'll touch on, are the two places that we're going to play at. And they've been superb in helping us, trying to accommodate our games as well. So yeah, no, Crimson Casuals come then after that. Again, James Bracken, another manager I get on really well with, obviously come across when we was against each other in the playoffs. He bashed me up, to be fair, when I was at Greenwich in the playoffs. But he's done again, another person who's done brilliantly at Crimson Casuals, another good club, very well-run club. And again, I wanted another good test for us. I think all of them are good tests. And we find out what kind of players we've got and the areas that we need to work on. And I believe I was lucky enough to play Corinthian Casuals last year as well. They're always a strong side. They're always, you know, very well coached. So again, for me, it's a really good matchup for us, and a good one again for our club, because not being too far away from each other down the A3. Hopefully it's the start of a really good relationship with our clubs as well. Mm.
And then we play a third game, Wednesday the 7th of July, again at Horsham. And it's East Grinstead.
Yeah. So again, obviously, there's been obviously a little change in management there. I arranged it with Lee Dynan before he obviously stepped down, and the club's recently appointed Tony Reid. So I'd like to congratulate Tony on his appointment. Tony is somebody that, again, I respect. I don't know him personally. I know lots of people, obviously, that have got nothing but good words to say about him. So again, East Grinstead were on the up. Last season, Lee had them really competitive at the top of their table. So I feel that there'll be another competitive game for us this year with the club, all their work going on as well. So I think it will be a really good one in terms of both clubs' profile as well, playing that one for us. So yeah, another good one.
Hmm. And then we have a couple of games where we play officially away. And on the Saturday, the 10th of July, we play against our old rivals from the Combined Counties League. And a club we've played friendlies against as well, Westfield.
Yeah. So again, obviously, it makes sense being obviously a local rival. Again, manager Simon, somebody that I got really well with and have that much respect for. Again, they were doing really well in their season. Simon's built a competitive squad down there. So I think it would be a good one. Again, with the local rivalry, I think it adds a little bit of spice to it as well.
Yeah, and that one's followed up Tuesday the 13th by going to Fetcham Grove to play Leatherhead, which is another attractive fixture.
Yeah, again, everybody obviously will know, if they know anything about myself and my journey within the game. You know, Nicky Ball being a manager that I work with, an assistant at Margate. And Nicky is someone I've always gotten really well with, both in and out of football. I have, again, huge respect for as a person and as a manager. He's done some great work, obviously, down at Leatherhead as well, keeping them competitive. You know, it's a small industry, so, you know, everyone speaks to each other. From my own point of view as well, I always try to make sure that if I can help any people that I've got good relationships with. So, you know, Nicky being someone that I get on really well with. So we always talk in terms of any players that might be suitable for either of us, and we'll pass each other details. So again, it made sense. Obviously, with him going into a new season, looking at players, again, we have a good relationship anyway. So again, it's a good one, it's great that they're able to host us down there at their place.
Yeah. Well, I'm mentioning Margate. It had looked, we've always looked to try and get a seaside trip in during pre-season, and it had looked as if we wouldn't be able to manage that this time round. But we've now had the opportunity to take on a friendly against Margate at their place, which is it's cheered a lot of people up, actually.
Yeah, no, I know a lot of people obviously are very happy with Omar. Get Japan as well. Obviously, I haven't had a chance to get back there since I left a few years ago. The fans are brilliant down there as well. But obviously, again, I've got to thank Jay Saunders, who again, another person I've got great respect for, achieved so much in the game, who's now the manager down there. And it was brilliant of him to obviously reach out and kind of accommodate us when we was looking for a game. And it's brilliant that they can host, again, knowing a lot of their players. Again, speaking to Jay, I'd always happily, you know, give people heads up on certain players or some feedback. And he's got some good players down there that I've had the privilege to work with either at clubs or on the side where they come into my performance company. So, I mean, he's built a really competitive squad down there. So I'm looking forward to get down there, see the fans. They've got some great fans down there. You know, so it'd be nice to see them as well. And it'd be a great day out for everybody at the club.
Mm, that's right. And then we do have a home match, as you indicated earlier, at Dorking, actually, at the Meadowbank Stadium, when we're going to be hosting Carshalton Athletic on Friday the 23rd. And again, we'll be taking admission. It's only going to be a fiver for entry, so, you know, very affordable. So what do you know of Carshalton?
So again, I mean, Pete's somebody that I've got a good relationship with, the manager down at Carshalton. We played them in the lockdown period at Staines. We travelled to Carshalton to play them. Somebody that I speak to regularly, can always ask some advice as well. Pete's got some great experience as a player and a manager. So again, he's going to have a competitive side. They play good football and they move the ball. So it'll be a good test for us, especially at the time of the pre-season schedule that it comes. I know the way that they play, the system that they'll probably try and play. It will be a good test for us in our system that we play. So I think coming to that time of kind of nearing towards the end of pre-season, I think it'll be a really good test for our boys. Again, we can start to ramp up minutes with players that are probably going to be main features in our side. So again, I thought it'd be a really good test for us. And again, another great club that's got great support and good people behind it.
Mm. And then one final friendly is on Monday, the 26th of July. Again, it's our final match at Horsham, and it's against probably what will be a young AFC Wimbledon 11.
Yeah. So we played them. I was very lucky that they agreed to play us last year when I was manager at Staines. Again, great people. You know, Rob, I was delighted when he got the manager's job at AFC Wimbledon, somebody that I've been in touch with the last few years, talking about different players that, you know, he would have helped in their journey, and he's not even with anymore at the club, but he stays trying to help these lads. And I think that's something that people don't often see. They think it's only if they're any use to a club. But that's definitely not the case when it comes to Robbo and the people at AFC Wimbledon. So, you know, Rob Turvey, who got the promotion to work with Robbo in the first team. And again, obviously, Steve Salis, who's a good friend and a, you know, very great professional within the work that he does. So now it'd be really good, obviously, looking forward to playing against a young, they've got some good young players as well. I mean, I've seen the goalkeeper, I know Matt Cox last year that I talked about potentially trying to get in with me, and the club wouldn't let him out. And again, I think the conveyor belt of players that they're producing is something that probably goes under the radar. So again, from our point of view, looking at potential loans, it'll be a great one for us, because we can then go and show them our club. And potential environment that their players might get access to if it's suitable for them. And it works for us. So again, a really good opportunity for us to introduce ourselves to FC Wimbledon, and for them to build a relationship, you know, not just for the pre-season, but moving forward ahead for the club.
Yeah. Well, thank you for that rundown of those. I mean, it's it just excites everyone. I think everyone's champing at the bit already to try and see some games. And certainly that is a very attractive set of fixtures. We had hoped, incidentally, to play another game on Saturday the 31st, our old friends from Godalming Town, but Godalming Town have been told that their Southern Combination League fixtures start on that day. And in fact, it is now highly likely that we ourselves will play a league fixture on that day. So that's why we aren't playing Godalming this year, at least not in pre-season. So, okay, well, and one bit of news that came out almost overnight, and be interesting to get your take on, is that the FA have announced the sort of promotion rules, if you like, between all the different levels for next season. And I think it's fair to say it's that we might be a bit disappointed because I think most clubs were under the impression that two clubs would gain promotion out of Step 5 by right for next season. But it seems that it's going to be the champion club from each Step 5 league. And then the runners-up will then go and play a team who are from the near the bottom of the league above, basically, in a one-all, a catch-all playoff fixture, basically. So I don't know. I mean, what's your view? What's your view on that?
Yeah, I think obviously we would speak to a few people once we heard the news, and it is. You could almost say it's protecting the Step 4 clubs, giving them another opportunity to stay up. From my point of view, I just, as long as there is another opportunity for a Step 5 club to get promoted, I guess, and if you're the team that finishes second, you know, you've got to beat anybody to get up. So, you know, I think we're seeing as well that the kind of the step up between levels as well from Step 5 to Step 4, if it's a team that's, you know, hovering just above the relegation zone against a team that's flying in Step 5, you would say it shouldn't be too much of a mismatch anyway. So, I mean, from my point of view, I was happy that there were two promotion places available, which there is. Maybe the way they've done it is a bit of a sucker punch for Step 5 clubs, because you would like to think maybe it was a second and third that would maybe play off to get the right to go up. But again, you still can't win, because if you're the team that finishes second and you lose to the team who finishes third, you'd still say that it's not right. So I get, as long as there's two places for Step 5 clubs to go up, I'm happy. At the end of the day, you've got to earn your promotion if you're going to get it.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that. Just a reminder to everybody that season tickets are on sale for the season from just £30. There's some real bargain prices on season tickets. And if the thought of the season coming ahead has excited you, the information for that is on our website. So please look there. And football is going to be for a fiver this year. That's our motto, football for a fiver. That will be the admission price for adults for all of our league matches this year. So, you know, that's a really great offer. So we won't be meeting with Paul next week because he's taken a well-earned break with his family. But nevertheless, we will gather again in 2 weeks' time when pre-season training, I think, will just about have started. So we'll be able to hear about the early sort of comings and goings and what's happening there. So thank you very much.